On a cloudy, brisk, somewhat windy day as the school year winds down, some maritime training students practice running the school-owned Jack Cotant as a Kaihai Ocean Science class rides along to Ward Cove for a day of investigation.
Oceanography is one of two ocean science classes we have at Kaihai. We have marine biology and then oceanography. So we study a lot of the physical characteristics of the ocean and things like currents and what physical parameters then have to do with biological organisms and things like that. So we're really fortunate to have a school boat that we can go out on and do some oceanographic testing.
That's ocean sciences teacher Julie Landwehr, who's taking her class of mostly seniors out on their one big field trip of the year. They've gotten outside for tests closer to home with weekly phytoplankton monitoring at the docks and keeping an eye out for algae blooms. But this trip lets them apply more of the skills they've learned in class and in a different location. Ward Cove is interesting because it's the site of the former pulp mill and likely has been affected. Landwehr says she's excited for the students to see the bottom of the cove. She expects lots of debris left over from its longtime industrial use. As they're not a diving class, the method for examining the bottom is an ROV, a remote operated vehicle. It's operated, remotely, by Gary Freitag, the Ketchikan Marine Advisory Agent for the University of Alaska Fairbanks Sea Grant Program. Freitag and Ketchikan-based Oceans Alaska put together a state grant to buy the ROV for marine debris survey work. He says the compact submarine device is capable of diving about 800 feet, sends back real-time video, and has a manipulator arm that can lift up to 200 pounds.
It's got thrusters that allow it to do up and down, forward, side, spin, direct sideways. It's got automatic heading and depth settings, so you can set it to a depth and a heading, and it will stay right there. It will just work the little thrusters and keep it in place. It's got 10 intensities of light, 10 intensities of thruster power. So it's quite a real unique little machine, and it's easy to carry. It's only about 30 pounds.
Freitag's done a few surveys already and says they found a tremendous amount of debris, but so far no obviously dangerous discarded fishing gear. The grant to buy the ROV included an educational component, which was partly why he and Barbara Morgan of Oceans Alaska are out that day with the Kaihai students.
The intent of it is to do surveys of the Ketchikan waterfront looking for ghost fishing gear,
right,
and other marine debris that would pose a harm, potential harm to marine mammals or fish, shellfish, and to be able to expose students to the idea that good stewardship is the way to go, not to just throw things over the side. And we have not done any surveys out in Ward Cove yet, so we're going to go ahead and go out there and do a survey out there today.
The trip from Bar Harbor to Ward Cove doesn't take long. Soon the maritime students tie the Jack Cotant up to the Oceans Alaska barge, and the ocean science students get out their gear to start testing the cove. They looked at salinity, turbidity, plankton, dissolved oxygen.
So this thing, as it goes down, it'll measure temperature and the density of the water as we send it down into the water. That's all there is to it.
As one might expect, the temperature drops as the sensor submerges.
What's the temperature now?
9.8 degrees Celsius.
Then Freitag shows them an old-fashioned clamshell trap that they use to collect a soil sample from the bottom.
And you got to keep your hands free because these things can snap really bad. Now what happens is you lower it down, and if you watch, what happens is you put the messenger, you notice it just clicks on there? Put that on there like that, and what happens is it triggers it. See?
They send the trap down and get a small handful of mud. It isn't particularly interesting to look at, although Freitag makes sure to give it a good sniff.
But one of the things we want to look at is you can smell this, but you can't. You smell like rotten eggs. It would mean that it's anoxic, which means there's no oxygen. I'm sure Julie's already touched about anoxic environment.
Those are all initial tests before the star of the trip makes its appearance. Freitag and Morgan lift the ROV out of its case, start its generator, and send it down.
27 feet. 31. 35. 43, so we ought to be getting close.
Let's go in the water.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bottom now. There's the bottom. I'm slowing down, and we'll go right down towards the bottom.
The result is a little anticlimactic.
I hate to say it, but I also thought there's going to be a lot more debris down there.
No, it's pretty barren. Zoom along on the bottom here a little bit. We're at 57 feet here. It's 42 degrees Fahrenheit down there. Not many fish. I don't see very many fish or anything down there.
There's not much to see, and the students are starting to look bored. Luckily, the exploration is cut short when a thruster sucks up some debris.
Well, I'm wondering, I could try to take it apart now and see if I can fix it.
We sucked up tape into like a videotape or something.
Oh, really?
Went up inside.
Yep. Not functional.
After Freitag fixes the ROV, they don't bother sending it back down into Ward Cove. Instead, the maritime students and their teacher untie the boat and motor a short distance across the Narrows so everyone can see the contrast between a damaged and a healthy ocean floor. As soon as the ROV hits bottom, the difference is obvious, with an abundance of curious rockfish and a variety of starfish-type critters.
There's all kinds of sea stars here. Let the water clear a minute. Hey, there's a sea pen right there. Now, so we're focused on it now. That's a member of the Slenerades. It's like corals and anemones. It's related to all those. Oh, that's a crinoid. The one on the left is a crinoid, and the one on the right is a sea pen. There's a sea pen and a crinoid next to each other. You see this? These are really neat animals. The crinoid is related to a starfish. And it actually has the ability, you pull it off the rock and it tumbles through the water like a tumbleweed.
Freitag uses the ROV's arm to grab some of the crinoid's limbs and brings them up for closer examination. The orange spindly fingers have an alien appearance, and Landwehr slips them into a sample bag to take back to school. More fodder for eager science students. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.